It's 8:22. This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. Three University of Texas professors have filed suit in federal court seeking to block the state's campus carry law before it takes effect next month. Yesterday's court filing came from sociology professor Jennifer Glass and English professors Lisa Moore and Mia Carter, all from the UT system's flagship Austin campus. They contend the law potentially violates the First Amendment and other constitutional rights. The trio says they're at risk because each teach emotional topics, including abortion, sexuality, and gay rights. Guns in classrooms, they argued, could disrupt student discussion and violate free speech protections. Beginning next month, public universities must allow Texans with concealed handgun licenses to carry their weapons on campus and inside school buildings. Universities were permitted to designate certain gun-free zones, but UT's doesn't extend to most classrooms. More than 70% of Texas prisons do not have air conditioning. It's not just uncomfortable, it's deadly. About 20 deaths have been blamed on superheated air inside the state's prisons since 1998. That's according to the Dallas Morning News. Brandi Grissom is the newspaper's Austin bureau chief.
Many of them do predate air conditioning. As you know, the Texas prison system is huge, and there are 109 units across the state. Uh-huh. Some of them were built in the early days before air conditioning, and some of them were built a little later. But there has been no requirement for prisons to have air conditioning, and the political will hasn't really been there to spend the kind of money it would take to install air conditioning in these facilities.
The air conditioning issue is the subject of lawsuits, but it could take years to resolve the matter in court. Prisoner advocates tell Grissom the heat is especially harmful for elderly inmates and those with medical conditions.
They're not asking for 65-degree temperatures throughout the prison units. What they're asking for, they say, is for the temperatures to be reasonable. And so their main concern is the health and safety of these inmates. And they contend that because the temperatures are so high, in some cases above 100 degrees inside the cells, that it actually puts the inmates' lives at risk.
Some prisons have been trying to combat the heat by allowing inmates to have ice and water, wear shorts, and take additional showers. Officers are also being trained to detect symptoms of heat-related illness. The Dallas Film Society begins a new screening series next week, highlighting a genre audiences today don't see a lot of, Westerns. This week, our big screen team talks about Stagecoach, the film that opens the series, about how it plays with the myth of settling the American West.
I'm Stephen Becker with KERA.
And I'm Chris Wagner, culture critic for the Dallas Morning News.
And today we're talking about Chris Wagner's screening series. Hey, that's you.
That's me.
This is the screening series that you host with the Dallas Film Society. And this time around, the series will focus on Westerns.
Yes, the new old genre.
So the series starts on Wednesday, and there's six films that run chronologically, one each month. And up first is Stagecoach from 1939. Now, I want to play you the trailer for Stagecoach because keep in mind, this is, of course, 1939. And what you'll notice is the trailer actually starts with a more current form of transportation.
In our streamlined world today, adventure takes wing. Planes travel across country at amazing speed. Man has raced around the earth in less than 4 days. Planes roar at 400 miles an hour. Airships, streamlined trains and buses speed thousands to new frontiers. Yet well within the span of our memory, the streamliner of its day, the American Stagecoach, crossed the uncharted rugged West, bringing new people to a new country.
What seems obvious to me from listening to that trailer is that even back in 1939, the producers of Stagecoach were concerned about having a modern audience care about this not only antiquated form of transportation, but this older time period. And so I will put the question to you, Chris Wagner. Why would an audience even 75 years later than that get something out of a movie like Stagecoach?
Well, historically speaking, Stephen, this is the movie that really put the Western on the map as an A genre as opposed to just a series of B movies made a star of John Ford, the director, and this guy named John Wayne, who gets one of the most famous intro shots in film history. Orson Welles supposedly watched Stagecoach 30 or 40 times before he made Citizen Kane because he kind of saw it as a Bible or a how-to on how to make a great Hollywood movie.
You mentioned, of course, John Ford, the director, and John Wayne, the star. This is the first of 14 movies that they made together. What made them such a dynamic pair?
John Ford was very much interested in looking at the myths behind the Old West, and he saw John Wayne, this very rugged, handsome cowboy type, as the perfect vehicle to look at the kinds of ideas he was interested in.
Yeah, it's interesting, this idea of playing with the myth of the West. These films that you're showing, and even as far back as Stagecoach, sometimes they would solidify some of these myths. Sometimes they would actually try to pick them apart. What are some of the myths that you are referencing?
The main myth that the Western kept going for so many years, and still does to some extent, is of our national creation, the sort of self-determination and ruggedness that it took to forge the new world. And I'm not saying it didn't take ruggedness and self-determination, but there are certain kinds of stories that played these things up. And that's what the Western was primarily interested in, especially in these classic years.
Well, Chris, you've got plenty of other classics coming up in this series, including The Wild Bunch and Unforgiven. Maybe we'll check back in and talk Westerns again a little closer to those screenings.
You know where to find me.
That was our big screen team, Chris Wagner and Stephen Becker. Stagecoach screens Wednesday night at 7:30 at the Angelica Film Series in Dallas. Later today, KERA's Art in Seek is launching a new series called Artist Spotlight. Each week, we'll follow the personal journey of a North Texas artist. The first installment airs tonight at 6:20 during All Things Considered. Tonight's profile, Claire Floyd DeVries. She's never taken a single theater class yet. She's become North Texas's most prolific set designer, creating some 200 sets in 16 years. DeVries talks with Art and Seek about how working architect who knew nothing of stage design decided to create imaginary worlds. Partly cloudy skies for the day, highs in the upper 90s. Tonight should be partly cloudy with a low around 68. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 97. And tomorrow night, partly cloudy, low around 79. By the way, heat advisory is in effect until 8 this evening. It's currently 80 degrees in Dallas and Fort Worth, 83 in Tyler, 82 in Wichita Falls. It's 8:30. This is KERA News.